Monday, January the 24th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, catch up, America's Ukraine embassy withdrawal and China's intimidation of Taiwan. First, the world in brief. America ordered families of embassy staff in Ukraine to leave and warned its citizens not to travel to either Ukraine or Russia amid fears that a Russian invasion of its western neighbor is imminent. Over the weekend, America sent more munitions to Ukraine's army. It is also reportedly considering deploying thousands of its own troops in the Baltic and sending warships to the region. Despite a huge mustering of Russian troops on its Ukrainian border, the Kremlin denies it is about to strike. Taiwan reported that 39 Chinese military planes flew into its air defense identification zone on Sunday, the largest such intrusion since October. Taiwan scrambled jets in response. China frequently flexes its military muscles to intimidate Taiwan, over which it claims sovereignty. On Saturday, the American and Japanese navies showed off a flotilla in the Philippine Sea, east of Taiwan. There were unconfirmed reports that an attempted coup was underway in Burkina Faso after shots were heard around the presidential palace in the capital Ouagadougou. Earlier, soldiers in the West African state, which has a long history of putches, had mutinied at several barracks, demanding more troops and better training to fight Islamist militants. The government denies a coup is happening. Cathay Pacific, Hong Kong's embattled flag carrier, said it expects losses in 2021 to reach as much as 6.1 billion Hong Kong dollars, 783 million US dollars, as it continues to suffer under the territory's swingeing border restrictions. That is an improvement on its $21.6 billion loss in 2020. In December, the airline flew around 97% fewer passengers than before the pandemic. Trion, an activist hedge fund, has built a stake in Unilever, the Financial Times reported, potentially adding to pressure on Alan Jope, chief executive of the British consumer goods giant. Unilever's shares tumbled last week after it offered £50 billion, $68 billion, for the consumer health business of GlaxoSmithKline, a British drug maker. Their performance was already lackluster, sagging while those of rivals Nestle and Procter & Gamble climbed. A delegation from the Taliban arrived in the Norwegian capital Oslo for 3 days of talks with Western officials and representatives of Afghanistan's civil society. This is the Taliban's first official trip to Europe since they swept to power last August. Amid an economic crisis, they are likely to press for the release of billions of dollars worth of frozen assets. Fierce fighting continued in northeastern Syria between Islamic State gunmen and Kurdish-led forces. The battle started on Thursday after IS attacked a prison in Hasaka, attempting to free thousands of suspected militants. According to the Syrian Observatory, a monitoring group, scores of IS fighters and about 45 Kurds have been killed, including prison guards. And figure of the day, $130 trillion, the stock of cross-border financial assets in 2020, an increase of almost 60% since 2007.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.